The first six chapters of the book of Isaiah comprise a set of visions about the Lord's indictment of the nations. Isaiah's prophecies focus on Judah and Jerusalem. The first lesson we heard today speaks of the vision of God's judgment concerning these two important places of references in the past, present, and future of the Hebrew people. There was a time when the prophets of Israel were called seers. They were given the gift to see or foretell what would happen. Isaiah was one of these prophets. He has visions. That means he can spiritually and mentally see and hear what God communicates to him. The prophet Samuel is another good example of that. At the time Isaiah had the vision we heard this morning, the situation in Judah and Jerusalem couldn't have gotten any worse. The political authorities, religious leaders, and a good part of the people have lost their way. Governors and kings were compared to the dictators of Sodom, and the inhabitants were compared to the people of Gomorrah. Judah and Jerusalem are corrupted. They have break away from the covenant with God and have distance from the law of God. God knows it and cannot keep watching in silence any longer. So God has a new vision and a new dream for the remnant of the house of Jacob that has remained faithful. But that new vision and new dream isn't only for the Israelites. God made Isaiah the vessel of that vision. And through Isaiah, God declares that this new vision is for all nations and all humankind. Allow me to read again one of the verses of this passage of Isaiah. The prophet says, quote, "He, God, shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into the plowshares and their spears into the pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." This verse is among the most known of the entire book of the prophet Isaiah, and it outlines a worldwide plan to bring to an end the conflict among nations, a plan that requires for nations to commit to abstain from the business of warfare and to pledge to work for universal peace. In this new vision, peace will not come as a result of human achievement, but as the result of God's presence in us and others. In this vision, God will fill people's hearts with God's Spirit. I know. I get it. This sounds like a super unrealistic vision. I don't blame anyone who sees this as an impossible mission and label as dreamers and out of touch with reality those who dare to think that it can happen. It is hard to make a reasonable discourse on utopian matters. Peace as a result of the end of violence, injustice, and war between nations is among the greatest utopias anyone can speak, maybe because that requires the radical change of heart and mind of humankind. But you know what? God dreamed it, and asked his prophets to speak of that dream to God's people and give them hope to believe that this was an achievable dream. And the prophets of God carried out that vision and sustained the hope of those who listened to them. Through the longest period of expectation the people of God have never known. Among the greatest prophets of the advent of the Israelites, there is one that stands above all others. This is the prophet Isaiah. He consistently called the people of Judah and Jerusalem to reestablish the good relationship with God. In one hand, he was reminding the people of his generation of their sins and rebellions and of the judgment that God was preparing against the nations because of their bad behavior. And in the other hand, Isaiah constantly assures that God would eventually restore them to their land in full blessings because of his promises to Abraham. He managed to summarize God's message of hope to the people of Judah and Jerusalem in three simple phrases. Be vigilant, stay calm, trust God. His voice, the voice of Isaiah, is a flame that lighted up the faith of his contemporaries and helped them to stay put and believe beyond expectations. Today we are beginning a new church calendar year and a new liturgical season. Advent is here. And for many Christians, the countdown to Christmas starts today. What we make out of the time between now and Christmas is entirely up to God and us. And we can choose to live each one of the days of Advent with the same regularity that we live our daily life. Or we can choose to make a pause, take the long view, and make some adjustments so we can find ourselves in a higher spiritual level when we meet Christ again at Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. The fact is that this Advent finds us with too many distractions. Some of them are political. Some of them are racial related. Some of them are violence related. Some of them are economic or family related. And maybe the question we should ask ourselves is how we can be vessel God can use to bring hope to others. A voice of joy or a light that casts out the darkness surrounding our lives, the lives of others, and the life of our nation. In the last verse we read from Isaiah today, the prophet exhorts the people to walk in the light of the Lord. This is a great invitation we all should consider. This might be the key to a successful Advent. Be vigilant. Stay calm. Trust God. Amen.